This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
We're bringing in now Jim Ralph, who is the Leafs radio color analyst. Jim, thanks for your time today. How are you?
Good, Billy. EJ, how are you guys doing?
All right, so if you were Brian Burke on Friday with the fifth overall pick, who would you take? Maybe not the name, but at least what position would you be looking for?
Well, I mean, I think they... the same thing they were looking for at the trade deadline. I mean, I think you're looking at a top six forward that you think can play within two or three years if Kadri doesn't work out, if Matt Fratton can't come back. But, you know, you might even look in goal. I don't know if five is you have to take somebody that early, but I certainly think there's some holes that they're going to have to address in the offseason.
Well, you know, goaltending, Jim, as you know, you've been watching what's going on in Toronto for the last bunch of years. I mean, goaltending has definitely been an issue. There's been a lot of talk about Roberto Luongo. Do you get a sense that something involving Luongo will work out? Is he a fit for them in Toronto at this point?
Well, I don't know if he's a fit, but once you see the deal that Tampa made, you know, if they can get something done with Lindback, you start to think that the number of destinations for Luongo shrinks quite a bit. And I certainly think he would be an upgrade. Having said that, I mean, I think you still have to consider the injury to James Reimer early in the season as a huge factor in, you know, why this team finished 29th in goals against this year. So I don't know if it's a long-term fix. The Leafs have certainly had some success with goaltenders in their late 30s and Curtis Joseph and Eddie Belfour when they came in. So it's I don't necessarily look at Luongo as being a two- or three-year fix, but I also believe that you know, there's still something there for James Reimer. I don't think it was a total fluke, his first half season in the National Hockey League, and hopefully if it's health-related, you know, an extended offseason might be the best thing for him.
You know, Jim, we've been talking about this a lot as we look back on the season and look at seasons past. Competitive balance, a big thing in this league right now, but the Leafs, they haven't made the playoffs since 04. Organizationally, why can't they seem to get it together here?
Well, first of all, you're asking the question to a guy that gets paid by the game in the playoffs. So I feel the pain as much as anybody does. Really, what's happened is they've just hit these major tailspins at different parts of the season. A few years ago, they went 10 games at the start of the year, couldn't get in, or could never really make it up. And, of course, it was from, you know, I guess February on last year that they hit it. And I think what the concern is do you have the character in the room that can stop the bleeding? You know, do you have a group like you had in Los Angeles where you go through some tough times, but you can make some changes and find that character in the room and rebuild from it? And, you know, it hasn't happened in Toronto for whatever reason. You know, we can look to injuries and goal. We can look at Kuhlman going from a 30-goal scorer 2 years ago to getting seven last year. But I think your main concern is, you know, what kind of character is in that room and how do you change the culture there to be able to battle adversity and come out on top?
They made the coaching change last year. They bring in Randy Carlyle. They had Ron Wilson there before. It seems like two different styles of game that these guys wanted to play. Wilson wants to play one way. Carlyle had a lot of success in Anaheim playing a different way. The roster of players now, they had a Ron Wilson group there. I mean, do they need now to go out and make a bunch of moves to kind of make this more of a Randy Carlyle team?
Yeah, you know, I think the first month of the season is going to be key for them. You know, then I think you look at, you know, Randy's philosophy, and if it's working and the players are buying in and they're more comfortable, you know, if you get off to that 500 start or that so-so start, then I think there is more pressure to make a deal if Brian Burke hasn't been able to do much in the offseason, you know, whether it's on July 1st or whether it's a deal with the Vancouver Canucks for Roberto Luongo. I think Randy Carlyle has been a breath of fresh air. The players that I talked to, not slamming Ron Wilson, but they enjoyed Randy Carlyle and his temperament in the dressing room and behind the bench. And Randy really seemed to enjoy it. You know, the short stint at the end of the year in Toronto, and I know it can be grinding for any coach as time goes on, but I think you do have to you know, maybe, you know, you look at the Daryl Sutter's taking over for Terry Murray in Los Angeles and saying it takes some time, but if players eventually buy into what the new guy's saying, you might have a team that can turn it around.
Hey, Jim, last thing from me. The Toronto Marlies, the minor league team, went on a great run in the AHL playoffs. They ended up losing in the Calder Cup final. They got swept there by Norfolk, which had an unbelievable year. But when you look at that, were there players in that Marley group? Because sometimes you get a team that goes on a run in the AHL playoffs, and it's a lot of veteran guys, and it's not quite prospects and guys that have come to Toronto. Were there guys in that Marlies group that you think are going to be an important part of the Leafs going forward?
Well, I think that the other side of it, DJ, is you look at what it did for the Ottawa Senators. You know, the guys that a year ago went on that run and found themselves in the National Hockey League. I think the unfortunate thing was Nazem Kadri and Matt Fratton both getting injured. I know Fratton was later on in the playoffs, but it would have been a tremendous experience for them. I think, but for somebody like Carter Ashton or Jake Gardner, I think it was a great experience for them to have and to go through the long haul with it. I really think Jake Gardner has probably played his last game in the American Hockey League. I mean, I think he was that good in Toronto. I think it was great that they made him available to the Marlies for the postseason. But, you know, I think maybe a bit of a dark horse is Carter Ashton coming in at the start of the year. I think he can be a solid third, fourth line guy. Randy Cunningworth seemed to use him fairly regularly when he came in. So I think there's, you know, there are guys that were able to benefit from it. And, you know, I guess, again, you're going to see where Leaf management rated them and what they feel their prospects are for playing in the National Hockey League. But I'm a big believer that you know, to have that strong foundation, you promote from within. And if Dallas Eakins got this group to the Calder Cup Finals, you know, I think there's guys that probably, you know, deserve a shot at training camp to show they can continue on. But Kadri was the one injury, I think, that was devastating in the sense that I think you've got to find out, you know, before Christmas next year if he's going to be a regular in your lineup.
All right, hey, Jim, we appreciate your insight. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time today.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Jim.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.